لا إله إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا اللهم واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا يا رب العالمين أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him. And peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He who is guided by the way of Allah, no one can misguide him. And he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. Respected sisters and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our khutbah today will be under the title of Don't ever look down or underestimate your efforts if you are a believer. إياك أن تستصغر جهدك في الخير أو في نشر الخير إن كنت مؤمنا. Whatever your effort, whatever your deed is small, don't ever look down to it. Don't think, say, oh, it's nothing, so therefore I will do nothing. No. The scale of Allah, the laws of Allah deal with your efforts. If you have a good intention, completely in a different way compared with our calculations. فموضوعي هو ألا تنظر لجهدك إن كان صغيرا على أنه شيء بسيط في ميزان الله. المعادلة بقوانين الله تختلف عن المعادلات الرياضية بقوانيننا. And this is what I'm gonna prove, inshallah, بإذن الله. As you might already have noticed that I always try my best to use a story to build a concept around this story so that the meaning will not be forgotten, inshallah. Our story for today, it's something that I took it with the direct chain of the narrations from the hero himself. فبطلنا اليوم بالسند المتصل الرواية يرويها عن صاحب القصة. About 5 years ago, I was giving a dars in one of the masajid of Dallas, Texas, in the United States. After I finished my talk provoked one of the audience who happened to be from Jordan, and he's holding a PhD in Islamic jurisprudence, or in the principles of Islamic jurisprudence. كنت بعطي درس قبل حوالي 5 سنوات في مدينة دالاس في تكساس. فدرسي حث ذاكرة أحد الحاضرين كان موجود كان دكتورا في الشريعة الإسلامية في تخصص الفقه أو أصول الفقه كان موجود وهو من الأردن فجاء إلي وحدثني بالقصة موضوعي استفز ذاكرته لأمر فأخبرني بالقصة التي سأرويها الآن So what I have highlighted in that درس provoked his memory basically to tell me with the following narration by himself His name is Dr. Omar Dr. Omar says He said, look, Sheikh Amjad When I came to this country, he means the United States, long time ago, I forgot how many years. When he told me this, I think he was talking about at least 20 years back. He said, you know, as a Jordanian, you know, I was specialist in Islamic jurisprudence, and he did his PhD in Medina Munawwara, basically. So he was living in Al-Madinah. Some kind of job offer, for whatever reason, he came to the United States. He said, I was managing myself with Arabs and non-Arabs with my simple broken English. فأخونا هذا الطيب الدكتور عمر كان متخصصا في الشريعة الإسلامية في أصول الفقه أو في الفقه الإسلامي، غالبا في أصول الفقه، خريج المدارس الأردنية الطبيعية الحكومة، ثم ذهب لدراسة الشريعة الإسلامية في المدينة المنورة في جامعة المدينة. فكان متخصص في أصول الفقه، دعي إلى أمريكا، عقد عمل إلى آخره. المهم وجد نفسه في الولايات المتحدة. He says, as someone who's holding a PhD in fiqh or in Islamic jurisprudence or in the principles of Islamic jurisprudence, I was, you know, under the big pressure of giving fatwas in many times. So the people, they keep asking me what is halal and what is haram, what is lawful, what is not lawful, etc. As you might already know. فهذا أخونا الطيب بيقول أنا كنت أتعرض كثيرا موضوع الفتوى. Now, he said, one of my problems at that time was my weak English. So I was managing myself with Arabs, but not necessarily with that easy with the non-Arabs. But I was able to manage, but with a very weak, humble, broken English. This is what he was talking about himself. فكان يقول أنا كنت أمشي حياتي إنجاز التعبير مع العرب خاصة. يستفتوني أسأل أجيب. باللغة الإنجليزية كنت ضعيفا. يعني هو استخدم exactly my broken English، كان يقول اللغة المكسرة، يعني باللهجة الأردنية بنقول اللغة المكسرة والمطبشة. فبيقول لغة المكسرة كنت أمشي حالي فيها، يفهموا علي لكني كنت ضعيف فيها. قال once I received a telephone call from a prison in the area، سجن من السجون اتصل. And maybe you know this is very famous that in the prisons basically they welcome anyone to talk about anything contains something good to address the prisoners. Some of them, they will live there till they, you know, forever in prison. A lot of criminals there, a lot of big problems. They would love anyone to come and to preach them, regardless, Jew, Hindu, Christian, Muslim, anyone, anyone, but please come and talk. He said, I received an invitation to speak with a group of prisoners in that prison. فقلت القي الدعوة إني أذهب وأعطي جلسة محاضرة تعريف بالإسلام عن لمجموعة من المساجين. فحسب ما أفهم وذاكرتي إنه المساجين كانوا من النوعية الخطيرة، خطيرة جدا، وبعضهم ربما محكوم بالإعدام وبعضهم وراهم مصائب. He said, okay, it was a very dangerous prison. I was invited. The only obstacle in my face was my simple, humble, broken English. So what, يعني, how can I manage this? Okay, he said, I did the tawakkul Allah. I said, Ya Allah, this is what I have. I prepared myself, I went there. You know, the meaning of what he was trying to convey to me inside himself, he was not expecting any results because of his English. فكان ما كان يتوقع أي نتيجة يعني بسبب ضعف لغته بالمعنى. He said I went there and I remember that the number of prisoners who were sitting listening to me, they were 60 persons. High top rank criminals. 60 سجينا من كبار وعتات المجرمين في ذلك السجن كانوا جالسين أمامهم. He said because the prisoners they were very dangerous to a degree that I was accompanied with two guards, police guards, fully equipped with full weapons. فقال من خطورة المساجين كانوا خايفين علي وجلسوني أمام 60 سجينا وعلى يميني وعلى يساري حارسان من رجال الشرطة مسلحان لحمايتي. So okay, they want to benefit them, but nevertheless, any one of them could do anything at any moment. Maybe he will kill the lecturer at any moment. It doesn't matter for him, for whatever reason. He said, so it was not a normal situation. He said, I started, alhamdulillah, bismillah. I gave a few minutes a general introduction about Islam. What is the meaning of Islam? How, when, how, what is the meaning and pillars of Islam? In my simple, humble, broken English. He said, nearly literally, he said, I finished, I folded my papers, and I was expecting nothing. خلاص يعني I will take my papers and I will leave. And I did my best. قال لم أكن أتوقع شيئا. ابتدأت بلملمة أوراقي للمغادرة. Out of a sudden, he said, one of them raised up his hand. Said, excuse me, yes. If someone would like to embrace this religion that you've been talking about, what should he do? He said, now, Dr. Omar said to me, he said, it did not come to my mind that he's planning to embrace Islam. I thought academically, for the sake of curiosity, he was just asking. I said to him, I said, okay, you have to bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and tashhad an la ilaha illallah, and Muhammad is his messenger, and to believe that this messenger is the final of the message, and his message, and blah, 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 etc. And the Quran is the final revelation from God. He said, just expecting nothing more than explaining the question. قال رفع أحدهم يده وسألني إذا أراد شخص أن يعتنق هذا الدين الذي كنت تتحدث عنه الآن ما المطلوب منه؟ يقول لي الدكتور عمر قال لم أكن أتوقع منه أكثر من أنه يسأل سؤالا علميا أكاديميا من باب الفضول لا أكثر فأجبته بأنك ينبغي أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وأن تعتقد أن هذا النبي هو خاتم الأنبياء وأن هذه رسالة بما أملك شرحت له. He said okay I want to become a Muslim. He said are you sure? Yes. He said positive 100% you want to become a Muslim? He said yes. Said, does this mean that you understood what I was saying? He said, yes. 100% said, are you sure you want to become a Muslim? Said, yes, definitely I want to embrace Islam. Okay, alhamdulillah, fadal. Repeat after me, ashhadu, ashhadu Allah, I bear witness that there is no God, hoping that wallah, this is the biggest gift in my life, alhamdulillah. Before he finishes, another one raised up his hand and said, I want to become a Muslim. Wow. You do understand as well? Yes. Are you aware of what we are doing now? Yes. Sure? Yes. Tabiyal, عيد وراي. Please, repeat after me. I bear witness, ashhadu, ashhadu, Allah, Allah, to the end. He said, while the second was saying the shahada, the third one raised up his hand. While the third is saying the shahada, the fourth raised up his hand. Fifth, sixth, seventh, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. 26th person, they raised up their hands, they embraced Islam. He said, I was, okay, I was an eyewitness. It was because of me, but I was not even imagining what is happening. He told me, literally in Arabic, he was talking with me. Broken English, I'm not expecting anything. Now, what happens, he said, نرجع عفوا للعربي. مرات تختلط اللغتين معنا احنا. خلصنا الانجليزي هسه العربي. فبيقول الأخ الدكتور عمر بيخبرني بيقول لي لقنت الشهادة مجرد ما أن انتهينا من تلقين الشهادة للأول رفع الثاني يده قلت له يا أخي أنت متأكد أنك أنت بدك تسلم أنت مستوعب اللي عم بيصير قال لم أكن واثقا في داخل نفسي لأنهم قد فهموا علي أصلا من شدة اعتقاده بضعف لغته قال فأعلن الثاني إسلامه أثناء إعلان الثاني الشهادة رفع الثالث يده أثناء إعلان الثالث رفع الرابع فرفع الخامس فالسادس فالسابع فالعاشر فالخامس عشر فالعشرون فالحادي والعشرون حتى السادس والعشرون 26 سجينا من عتاة كبار المجرمين دخلوا في الإسلام in within minutes بعد ما أنهى هذا الدكتور عمر بطل. Look now the big surprise is not here. By the way, the story has not been finished yet. By the way, if I was giving a lecture, I will tell you next episode I will continue the story. I will not continue anything else, but this is Khutbah Jum'ah. I have to complete it in full. Now, look what he said. He continues telling me about what happened. He said, I was so happy. You can't imagine what kind of happiness I was having at that time. Can you imagine 26 persons, they embraced Islam because of you? Ya Allah, as if you have guaranteed the Jannah. One of them, if did the Shafa'ah for you at the Day of Judgment, Ya Allah, please, I ask you, by you, Ya Allah, at the Day of Judgment, to let this person come to the Jannah because I came to Islam because of him. MashaAllah. Said, I was so happy, you can't imagine. I left the prison, I went back home. He told me, I forget now, because 5 years. He told me the same day or next day, I forgot. Most likely the same day. He said, after everything is finished, still I'm enjoying the taste of beauty, of this amazing achievement. I received a telephone call. Hello, yes, an American guy. I don't know who is he, but it was not strange to me because some people used to call me to ask me with my Eureka. He said, I want to ask you something. Okay, I gave him an appointment, let's say a few minutes or 10, 15 minutes before Isha prayer next to the masjid where I usually pray the Isha. فقال انتهى الموضوع كنت أشعر بسعادة بالغة جدا فرح فرحا شديدا لا يعلم به إلا الله الله أكرمني ودخل 26 في الإسلام بسببي فرحا قال غدرت ذهبت وأخبرني أن بسبب ذاكرتي الآن بنفس اليوم أو ثاني يوم نسيت جاءه اتصال بعد ساعات الاتصال من شخص أمريكي لا يعرفه قال عندي بعض الأسئلة فقال أنا لم أستغرب من الاتصال لأني معتاد أن يتصل بي الناس على الرغم من مشكلة اللغة لكن كنت أتعاطى مع هذا الموضوع قال فأعطيته موعدا لهذا الإنسان أني ألقاه عند صلاة العشاء قرب المسجد الذي أنا أصلي فيه I came, look now, try to imagine the situation He says, Dr. Omar, he says, when I saw him, I felt as if I know him. قال شعرت وكأني أعرفه. I said, excuse me, do I know you? هل أعرفك? He made me under the impression that no, you don't know me. فقال هو يعني أفهمني بأنه نحن لا نعرف بعض. فأنا تركت الموضوع. قال I just closed the file. Because I felt that I know him, but I'm not sure. So, but okay, it was not so important. I just closed the file. Okay, what is your question? He said, I want to ask you something about Islam. تفضل. Q&A, سؤال جواب, سؤال جواب, سؤال جواب. The Isha started the Adhan. So I asked his permission, do you mind waiting for me till I pray the Isha? He said, no. Okay, do you mind coming inside the masjid? No. Do you mind sitting at the back till we finish? No. Jazakallah, which is very common in the States, by the way. فبيقول وقفت لما شفته لهذا الإنسان قال أحسست شعرت بأني أعرفه. يعني حس زي ما بقول لك أنا حاس إني بعرفك. فهو أشعرني إنه لا ما في من هذا الحكير وأغلقت الملف. قال أخذ يسألني أسئلة عن الإسلام. سؤال جواب سؤال جواب أذن العشاء. بأذان العشاء ممكن تنتظرني حتى أنتهي من الصلاة قال لي ما عندي مانع بتحب تتفضل للمسجد ما عندي مانع بتحب في عندك مانع تجلس في آخر المسجد ريثما لينتهي من الصلاة ما عندي مانع He said okay I gave him a chair He was seated there in a proper place And we did the Isha prayer سبحان الله By the will of Allah The Imam was like our beloved Imam Sheikh Abdul Aziz Allah gave him a very beautiful voice and Allah enabled him to give a very beautiful recitation for the Isha at that time, amazingly. So he was reading something from the Quran. He said, once we said the salam, salam, this man was crying. Crying, you know, very loud voice. فابتدأ في البكاء بعد انتهاء الصلاة. بكاء شديد. We went to him, he said, I want to become a Muslim. خلاص, I want to embrace Islam. طيب تفضل, alhamdulillah. No one knows what happened behind the scenes so far. Okay, just that person, he came, asked questions about Islam in the same day of that event, and no one is linking anything with anything. So the people, they became very happy for him, like our way, when someone embraces Islam, you know, we show him our, you know, brotherly, let's say, feelings. So they gave him the hug, mashallah, welcome, Mubarak, may Allah accept, welcome to Islam, but may Allah accept from you, and etc. After everything is finished, This person came to me and took me to the corner. He said, I want to confess. Actually, you do know me. I said, really? Who are you? He said, I am one of the two guards who were taking care of you in the prison. Which means they were 27. It's 27 persons. He was in his duty. You know, in his duty, he was not allowed to interfere or to ask. Or anything, his duty to take care of the guests. But the simple broken English preach reached his heart. Prisoners and the guards. Now, before I conclude, now the Arabic one. بيقول انتهى هذا الإنسان بعد انتهاء الصلاة. وكانت الصلاة طيبة جدا بمجرد انتهاء الصلاة أخذ يبكي بكاء مريرا ذهبنا إليه قال أنا أريد أن أدخل في الإسلام ففرحوا به رحبوا به
أشعروه بالأخوة الإسلامية ورحبوا به بعد أن انتهى هذا الحفل إن جاز التعبير. قال ذهب الجميع وبقي هذا الإنسان وأخذني إلى الجنب واعترف لي قال في الحقيقة أنت تعرفني، أنا أحد الحارسين اللذين كانا معك في السجن. فبهذا كان الذين دخلوا في الإسلام 27 شخصا من داخل السجن، 26 مجرما محكوما بأحكام الله أعلم ما هي والحارس. وكما قلت قبل قليل باللغة الإنجليزية، اللغة الإنجليزية الضعيفة والبسيطة لم تمنع وصول الحق إلى قلب الحارس الذي لم يتمكن لا من السؤال ولا من الجواب بحكم أنه كان يؤدي وظيفته. The conclusion now. If you remember what was our title for the خطبة. Don't ever look down or underestimate your small efforts if you are a believer. إياك أن تستصغر جهدك إن كنت مؤمناً. الله سبحانه وتعالى will take care, will give baraka for your efforts. So the conclusion, the core point, if you have sincerity, which is based on the concept of the pure intention for the sake of Allah, whatever efforts, which is the best of what you can, you have done the best that satisfies Allah سبحانه وتعالى. القاعدة التي نخرج بها يا أحبة، لا إحباط لا يأس، no frustration no desperation for a believer. If you have good intention, pure intention for the sake of Allah, and you have just simple amount of effort, do it. The rest is not your problem. Allah will take care. You have done your best, but don't ever stop, don't ever look down to any effort. Small seed that is thrown in a second could fruit something amazingly you have no idea about. And this is the proof. A Jordanian whose English is so simple and so humble, in few minutes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the barakah to convert 27 persons, 26 criminals, and one guard in one event by just talking with half an hour with simple, humble, broken English. If in our mathematical calculations, in our materialistic measurements, this is nearly impossible to happen. Impossible. If I asked you, if you want to convince 26 criminals and a guard to accept your religion, and this is not your culture, not your language, not your field, still you are a new prisoner, how can you say it? It's impossible. Impossible. I can't do it. You need skills, you need the language, you need to master the skills of English, you need to have special skills of communications, influence. It's a long series of skills you need to do this. But it happened. What is the secret? Sincerity. Khlas. بمقاييسنا الدنيوية يا أحبة المادية الذي حصل كاد يكون مستحيلا. لو أني أخبرت أحدا كم تحتاج من الجهد ومن المهارات حتى تقنع 26 مجرما وتقنع حارسا في نصف ساعة يدخل الإسلام، يقول لك أحتاج أن أكون متمرس ومتمكن من لغة ومن علم ومن فكر، وقصة طويلة جدا، ولكنها حصلت بفضل الله. لكن فضل الله لم ينزل إلا بعد أن أدى صاحب الجهد جهده. Be careful. The blessings of Allah did not come until this person did his job, which was maybe less than 1,000%. The rest 99.99999%, Allah took care of it. But after I did, so please don't ever put your head on the pillow. Okay, what can I do? You can do. Do what you can. The rest is Allah's. Don't worry about this. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا،
متعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا يا رب العالمين، واجعل فأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا. اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت، خلقتني وأنا عبدك، وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت، أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي، فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم إنا عبيدك، أبناء عبيدك، أبناء إمائك، نواصينا بيدك، ماض فينا حكمك، عدل فينا قضاؤك. نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك، أو أنزلته في كتابك، أو علمته أحدا من خلقك، أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك، أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا، وجلاء أحزاننا، وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك يا كريم. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم والدينا ووالد والدينا وأصحاب الحقوق والواجبات علينا، ومن علمنا ومن كان له فضل علينا يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، وأقم الصلاة.